Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and I'm going to continue today to talk about this week's theme, which is going to spill over into next week as well, talking about living as the beloved. Wherever you are today, maybe you're just getting up this morning, maybe you're listening in your kitchen or you're in the car to the program. I want to ask you this morning, have you laid hold of the fundamental truth about yourself today? Have you laid hold of it yet? That is, you are a child of God. You are beloved by God. You have an amazing, amazing status in the eyes of God. You are His joy. You are His delight. That's not, you know, sort of hyperbolic, therapeutic ways of speaking. It's a fact. It's who we are. And it's the one thing, or at least it's one of the most important things, that the devil doesn't want you to think about, and he doesn't want you to internalize and believe and to stand in. Because when you do, what it produces is security, a profound sense of health and integration. You know that you're safe in the hands of the Lord, that nothing can separate you from that love, that unique love of God that He has for you, that your life is filled with purpose. It's an epic story. It's a great drama that's being lived out, that you're of infinite value. It all flows from God. It doesn't flow from you. It flows from God through you. You're infinitely valuable. You're safe in the hands of the Lord. Your life has purpose. Your identity is clear. And your destiny is right there before you. You're called to live with God, for God. You can see it. You can feel it. You can smell it, so to speak. You begin to see how close heaven is, that the Lord is with you, and all the promises of God start to come alive within a heart that knows that it's loved and that can walk in it. Friends, no matter what else is on the schedule today, maybe something fantastic is going to happen today for you. Maybe you're getting a new job, or maybe you won the lotto today, or you know something good is happening with your children, whatever it might be that you're looking forward to today. Jesus is looking forward to that for you too, and he's delighted to be able to bless you, to live for you. But the most important thing that ought to fill your heart today is this deep and unchanging reality of who you are. My concern as I travel around the country and speak in lots of different venues, really traveling around the world and speaking in lots of venues, is it seems to me that so many of the baptized, and I certainly have experienced this in my own life, that so many of the baptized only get occasional glimpses of this reality, right? This profound relationship that we have with the Lord, that Jesus says right to the apostles, he looks at them and he says, brothers, as the Father has loved me, so I love you. Think about that. God is love. The perfect, eternal love of the Father and the Son, from which everything, the Big Bang came from, so to speak. I mean, all of creation, just the mystery of the cosmos, all the stars and the planets and the depths and the wonder and the awesomeness of it is just a little reflection of how great God is. And it was all made for Jesus. It was all made through Him and for Him. The Father so loves the Son. And Jesus said, as the Father has loved me, so I love you. Live in my love. That's what it means. We're talking about abiding in His love. Live in my love. I've come to give you love. I haven't come to just discipline you or to give you a set of rules to follow. I've come to save you. And salvation means having the capacity and the power to be forgiven and to come into a new relationship with God through the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, through baptism, and the gift of the Holy Spirit that's given to you, This is the flow of life. This is the sap that flows from the vine into the branches. This is flowing into you if you've been baptized into Jesus. Jesus said, like, springs of living water will rise up within you. What is that? That's the Holy Spirit. And that's the love of God. This is life, friends. This is the life that makes everything exist. This is the ground of being. It's God who is love. And Jesus came to communicate to us, because we're running around here, fearful, lost. I've quoted W.H. Auden many times over the years, and the program comes to my mind here because it's helpful for me, because it describes the human condition. You know, he did this poem called Faces, and he said, "Faces at the bar cling to their average day. The lights must never go out. The music must always play, lest we know where we are. Lost in a haunted wood. Children afraid of the dark, who've never been happy or good." There's a lot there that describes the fearful, shadowed condition of the human heart. Lots of anxiety, lots of fear, lots of loneliness, isolation, discouragement, despair, depression. Friends, we've even seen it in the superstars, right? Their lives out of order, people who seem to literally have everything every human being could possibly want, and their lives fall apart because they're made for more, because they're made for God. You've heard it said, you know, that God-shaped hole, we're looking to fill it with, stuff it with other things. It's impossible. Only God can do that. So Jesus is saying, I think Jesus is appealing to us from the cross. He appeals to us in the Spirit. He appeals to us in his beauty and his glory, his majesty, to say, look, I love you. I will never abandon you. I will never forsake you. Trust me now. Live with me. Receive the gift of the Spirit. Receive my life. Walk in my commandments and watch what I do with your life. But Jesus puts some conditions on it. He said to abide in him means to obey his commandments, right? And to love him, and to seek him first. God must be your first love. If something else is put before God, a possession, a dream, a person, whatever it is, that's idolatry. When you love something more than you would love your Creator, the relationship you were most fundamentally made for. He's not jealous in the sense of, you know, he can't sleep at night because you're not, you know, he's not trying to force you to do something. He's inviting you to be aligned with your very nature, your dignity, the thing, the reason you were made. It's for your health. It's for your freedom. It's for your joy. And if we put second things first and first things second, we turn things upside down and it doesn't work. We don't live the life. Jesus promised us that we would share his joy. Lots of people don't know joy, because lots of people have not internalized this truth, and lots of people have put other things before God. God's in the picture, but he's not the center. And if that's the case, we're not going to live from him in the way he wants us to. In fact, he said earlier in this chapter that if a branch is not receiving the sap, it dries up. And what does the Father do with that branch? He cuts it off and throws it into the fire. What's that an image of? It's an image of eternal separation from God. It's the image of hell. You have the power to stop the flow of the sap that comes through the vine into the branch. You have the freedom to do that. And so Jesus said to us, if you're receiving this sap, if you're living in my love and you're walking in my commandments and you're talking with me and you're living in my promises and you're following my leadership in your life, if that's what you're doing and that's first in your life, it'll flow freely. But if you put up obstacles like idols, other things you want, if you play games with me, Jesus saying, if you walk in the twilight, if you're just trying to throw me a bone on occasion and pay a little bit of attention to me, but you really want, your heart is really somewhere else, your heart is after, you know, money, sex, power, whatever the things are, or even your own children, guess what? Your own children can become idols. You know, you can live your life through your children, and they're the first love in your life and not God. I could talk a lot about that experience and seeing it myself and seeing it in people's lives. It's destructive to children. It's disordered. You're meant to love your child with a full heart. Absolutely. You'll never be able to love your child as much as God loves your child. But rightly ordered love is what Jesus is calling us to. He said, there's no life apart from that. There's no life. So this image of the vine, but he's dead serious. He's saying, you have to open up yourself as a branch to receive that sap. You have to welcome it daily and live in it. And if you do, guess what? You're going to bear fruit because love's going to come alive in you. The love of heaven, the life of heaven, it's going to come alive in you. And your character is going to change. And you're going to look more like Jesus. And as Paul told us earlier in the week when I read from Romans chapter 1, verse 7, he said to the beloved in Rome, he was writing a letter to the brothers and sisters in Rome. He said to the beloved in Rome, called to be saints. Maybe this is a good spot to end the program today, to just be chewing on this a little bit. You're beloved of God. That's your identity. Your purpose in this earth is to become a saint. Jesus said, if you abide in me and you allow my life to flow through you, you will become a saint. If you abide in me, that is obeying his commands, that's part of the way we dispose ourselves to the life that Jesus is moving through us in the Holy Spirit. If you love me, you'll obey my commands. If you live in my love, he said, that's one of the ways we live in his love is we obey his commandments. Another way is we talk to him. We read his word. We receive the sacraments. We live among his people. We internalize the promises that he's given to us. We bank our life on it. We welcome him. And we engage in the mission he's given to us. So all this stuff will happen to us. We will become saints if we live in it. And so when he calls us home, when our life here on earth ends, we will know, he will know, he'll show us by revealing what kind of fruit we have and the health of our branch, that is the health of our life. Health will be determined on how much I've pursued God and loved him and welcomed him and repented of my sins and, you know, obeyed him, chewed on his word, you know, lived with his people, lived on mission, loved those he put in front of me to love. My life will have been lived, and the state of that life, the fruit that came from my life, will be revealed and manifested. And everything that's rooted in this love that flows from this sap is going to echo into eternity. It's amazing how big a deal it is. All the other stuff in this world that's not rooted in that love, it's all going to pass away. It's worthless. So as we end this week, friends, as we began, you are beloved. What that means, as Jesus said, is as the Father has loved Jesus, so Jesus loves you. And then he said, abide, live in that love, in that awareness. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. And then he says in verse 26 in John 17, he said, I made known to them your name. He's talking to the Father. And I will make it known that the love with which you loved me may be in them and I in them. Jesus said the Father loves us the way he loves Jesus. Friends, let's internalize that this week and ask the Holy Spirit to help you so you can come more alive and walk in greater strength in these difficult times. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Peter Burek's new booklet, The Game Changer, in which he talks to us very clearly about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, especially to empower us to engage the mission of the church. That's a calling that's there for all the baptized. If you'd like this free booklet, you could call us at 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to our past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.